Because historically, you realize that the Israelites' law was always written on tablets of stone. And there's a passage, I forget where it is, where it tells them to put these passages on the doorway of their homes. You put the law on your forehead. And if you go to Israel, you'll see these Jews who will have these little boxes on their forehead and wrap in their arms and other places on their body. And all of a sudden you come to this passage of scripture that I'm going to read today. It's pretty different. It's really fascinating. And I think one of the reasons we chose this is it starts off with the words, "my son." That's just a little humor. I like humor. And my son, of course, refers to all of the people of God, all the children of God. "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart." That's so unusual in the Old Testament to read this. This is a New Testament passage when you read, "keep these commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck." What do you think of that? Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Now, again, the old covenant was a covenant based on laws, based on structure. It was the old covenant, the old testament, the old promises that God has with his people was literally the laws of the land. The Israelites left Egypt, and there was 1.8 million, if you consider all the women and the children and the men, there were 600 men. That's what the Bible tells us. So you have to figure out how many more children and women there are, wandering in this wilderness with absolutely nothing, no water, no food. And how did they survive in this desert? Only by the grace and miraculous power of God to feed them every day with manna, to lead them to the water that they would need to drink. And it wasn't the water in the Red Sea, ladies and gentlemen. That was saline water. It wouldn't work. So how do you feed? I mean, the logistics of that is impossible to comprehend, and yet God did it. And part of that bringing them out of Egypt was to create a whole new court system, a whole new legal system, create a whole society. And the Israelites were the first people in that we know of in history where everyone learned to read and became literate. Prior to that, no cultures were literate. The Jewish culture was the first one, and historians say that that's one of the main reasons why Israelites and Judaism has survived through all these millennia. So here we have this whole structure. Everything is based upon the law. Everything is based upon doing what God has told us to do, and therefore we have to have these laws ingrained in stone. We have to keep them on our forefront of our mind. We have to keep them everywhere. But then all of a sudden you have this passage, which is a New Testament passage, because the New Covenant is no longer are all these things exterior, but the New Testament is about the promises of God becoming interior, the promises of God being transformed from exterior to interior, from without to within. And here we have a foreshadowing. We have a prophetic voice. We have a word that God, even in the Old Testament, wants us to implant these in our minds and in our hearts, and not just outward symbols and outward things. So I just find this a fabulous passage. And then our subject tonight is vital living. And as a result of that, I'm really excited about the potential that we have to be able to interview our guests tonight. And let me take a look at this. What else I'm supposed to be doing? Vital living, toxify your body, mind, and soul. That's what we're talking about, because many of you have gone to robertschulerinspiration.com and have registered. Let me put this one up here. There we go. How do you like that? We've gone to robertschulerinspiration.com and have registered to be able to get our messages. And right now we've just finished our first messages, and we've just finished the first class, and the first people are completing their courses on 10 Steps to Emotional Healing. And our next class that we're going to be...
Our next course. Right.
Many classes, one course. Yeah. Exactly. Like, the course on emotional healing was 11 videos, mm-hmm. An average of 30 minutes apiece. And so we're wrapping that up. That doesn't mean you can't still participate in that, but you can. But in addition to that, what we're going to doing with robertschulerinspiration.com is our goal is to have approximately upwards of 20 classes, eventually courses, not classes. Thank you, Don. Courses for us to be able to participate in. And so anyway, the only way you're going to know about the different courses that we roll out as we continue to develop them is if you're signed up for robertschulerinspiration.com, because then we'll send you an email and we'll give you an opportunity to do that. So
can I say something about the Vital Living, the course that we're working on now?
Absolutely, 100%.
Because I think this is really important. There's people on here that have actually attended what used to be our Possibility Living seminars, which happened years ago at Rancho Capistrano. I mean, we've been doing this health stuff for 25 years or maybe even a little bit longer. In fact, this little guy was a little punk running around Rancho Capistrano when we used to host people from all over the world. They'd fly in on a Monday, and most of them would fly out on a Friday. Some of them would extend and stay the entire week through the weekend and come to our worship service at our church, which was on Rancho Capistrano at the time, that church that you were pastoring. But I think what's really important here is that this vital living is based on this possibility living message. We just simply are updating it. We're completely revamping it, including a lot of new science in this class and a lot of things that aren't so new, because we talk about things of the spirit, which, of course...
Well, today everyone talks about detox.
Yes, detox.
I mean, detox is the hot button today. We wrote this book. It came out in 1990, I think it was.
1990,
so that's 27 years ago.
You and our doctor, Dr. Douglas D.C.
And the whole book is about detox this and detox that and detox this. And it's all about detoxing, because that's where you get your vital living, is you get rid of all the negative stuff that bombards us mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And then we talk about everything we talk about in that book was way ahead of its time, and people thought we were quacks.
Exactly.
And today, there's some of, like, in the diet section, it's a little bit off, because we know more today than we did 27 years ago.
The supplement section is a little antiquated,
mm-hmm. so we're going to update all of that. Again, there's other things as far as how the best ways to detox our bodies. Like Don and I, we detox. We take this Metagenics product that they can get on your website, right? And we take that every single morning. But anyway, we're kind of getting off track now. So there's a thing to do. You got to sign up, robertshoreinspiration.com, and allow us to send you some emails, and then we'll let you know when we're ready for that program. It'll be
the end of the year, I hope. Winter.
It'll be a few weeks, maybe a couple months, 2-3 months, and we'll have that. We'll be ready to launch that program. So, and we might be able to get another program with the best of Robert Shore in 2006 or 7 or 8. We might be able to get that out before then even. So anyway, we've got all kinds of things that we're doing with that. So do you want to give the ministry update?
No, I want you to. I want you to introduce Anthony.
Introduce.
And we do the ministry update while people, we're waiting for people to ask questions because some people are too shy to ask questions. So we'll do that when we have a little downtime. But I think it's time to introduce Anthony and talk a little bit about.
The last time he was introduced, he was introduced as Dr. Anthony Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I saw that. It said that on the, he's been doing public speaking now all over the nation.
Oh.
And they've introduced him. Actually, he got his doctorate degree according to the introduction a little early. He's not quite a doctor yet, but he will be in another, year?
Yeah, you can. A year and a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about the fact that he is here. When we interviewed him, how many months ago?
I don't know. You might know. We do this every month. I think it was a year ago, September.
But wasn't it one of the best?
To this day, it's still our most popular podcast because after this is over tonight, it'll be hard to see how it does on Facebook because he wasn't on Facebook because we weren't on Facebook Live a year ago. But to this day, on our podcast, because we load that up and we upload it after the recording tonight or the live section tonight, it's our most popular podcast today. Having you on there.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very, very, very popular. So he is he's also a coveted speaker in chiropractic circles. Don't be too humble.
I don't know if I'd go.
Don't be too humble.
You're on your sixth or seventh year of college?
I don't know.
He's on his,
I've lost count.
No, he's past college. He's doing his postgraduate work.
But he'll have 8 years of college and graduate school by the time he becomes a doctor.
So of all my children, he was the least one I expected to become the most educated. He's the most educated of all my children by this time. This is all done.
All right.
So,
it's kind of funny. Ironic.
Yeah, it's ironic.
That's how life works.
I was a late bloomer.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So we have to share this mic, otherwise people on Facebook probably won't be able to hear me. So when you talk, I'll just give a little post to it. We've got Donna's on her own mic.
I'll try not to talk to that. And we've got the phone here.
And the phone's there. The phone
will
pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all's good.
We got it all covered, I hope.
Yeah, so anyway, so we're really, what's the name of your school now?
Lasher Chiropractic College West.
And I know that you're just learning a lot, heaps and bounds there, correct?
Yeah, it's an amazing school, and I'm glad to be there.
Well, why don't you tell us, I know you transferred. You transferred from a graduate school here, a chiropractic science school, actually, right? You were at a science school as part of your first, year and a half, 2 years of postgraduate, and then you just recently transferred up north. I know that was a difficult decision because you live in Southern California, you obviously had free room and board here, et cetera, but you really did your homework and you felt compelled to transfer up north, right? And partially because your mentor kind of agreed with you, whatever. Why don't you tell us what's going on? What's different about, and I don't know if it's just like the stage of the education that you're in. I don't know. Well, just tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll go into a few more details.
Well, yeah, real briefly so I don't go down on a tangent.
No.
I was at a school in South Los Angeles, Southern California University of Health Sciences, and I was there for 2 years and 4 months. I'd completed my first trimester in the student clinic there, but I just realized that it wasn't lining up with all the values that I had and have developed. Throughout our lives, we all create certain values, and especially coming from a background of faith-based family, I've got certain values, and I realized at a certain point that the values of this education and what I know is possible out of the work in which I'm studying just wasn't there. And so I did some further research into different schools and came in contact with this amazing school. It was a tough decision financially. It was a tough decision emotionally because I had to extend my education when it was, theoretically not essential. I could have just graduated. Long story short, I had a conviction that I needed to stick to, and so I transferred schools, and now I'm there, and it's been a short 4 months now, and it's been amazing. It's had a drastic impact on, I believe, already just these 3 months on the future forecast of what I'm going to be doing.
Well, one of the reasons you're down here is escaping the fires, in effect.
Yeah.
The smoke. Yeah.
Do you want to make any comments on that? Because we haven't talked about that.
We
opened it a little bit.
It's heartbreaking, mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends at my new school, some of which are from the Santa Rosa, Napa area. Mm-hmm. And, we're 65 or more miles south of that, but still the air quality is bad enough to where, some classes are being let go early because the students are having issues breathing and whatnot. It's a sad situation, and just constantly praying for those friends and family that are up there.
Absolutely.
I want to just interject something really quick, and that is that, there's so much has happened since we were on the call a month ago. We have to go back. Obviously we had a tragic shooting by a crazy guy, a horrible, evil, crazy guy in Las Vegas. But even before that, we had, we had a hurricane and flooding in Florida and the Caribbean and Puerto Rico. And before that, we had Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And that surrounding area. So
and before that, the fires.
The fires before that, they started up in Oregon and Wyoming and Montana and I believe Washington State. So this month has just been packed with so much sadness. And I think that's what I was getting to in my prayer is that, we have to stop and reflect on the sadness, but it should make us appreciate the bright good times because we all have terrible things that happen in our life once in a while, and it's not easy. And like I said, my heart goes out to all these people, including the people that I talked about, that, everything that's gone on in the last 30 days since we lost in the last minute. So I'm sorry. I know I didn't mention that in my prayer, so I wanted to talk about all of that.
Well, let's talk about specifically the four key, what are they called again? The four key.
Well, it's just my instructor up at Life West, name's Dr. Dan Murphy, and he referred to this as the key quartet.
Key quartet of health, right?
Yeah, but I guess before we go into that, because I don't want to just go down a path of just talking about, vitamins and supplements and things. But I think what I want to go back to is this conviction, and that is that I see all too often, I saw growing up, and that is essentially fundamental in what we believe, and that is that God created us. And knowing that God created us, I think that provokes the question, and I like to ask people whom I talk to, who are faith-based thinkers, who are Christians, that, the question is, do you think that when God created us that he messed up? And that leads me to the question, that ultimately, almost 99% of the time, people will shake their heads no, I don't think he messed up. And that is the foundation, that God create us with the ability, with a strong body, with a body that is intelligent, that knows how to heal itself, that knows how to stay healthy, to maintain. And that is the fundamental principles that have been driving me down this chiropractic career. The reason why I want to start with that is because I'm off of that foundation, that these four, whatever we're going to call them, the key quartet, it's not that these are the miracle cure pills or what have you. It's not the pill.
Right.
What these are actually fundamental essential elements that normally, like growing up, like you're talking about the Israelites, back then they didn't have this problem. So these issues or these different areas with which I'm going to highlight, is not something that is unnatural to the body. It is not something that is adding to the body. It is rather providing the body with the fuel that has in history already been there. So, but yeah, with that, what did you want me to go on?
Well, I was going to talk specifically, I would like you to go into the four key quartet things.
Yeah.
But basically, they're food supplements. Is that what you're saying? They're four key?
Yes.
And food supplements, I think, are really, really important today for people, and that's, I know Don and I both take a handful of supplements every morning, and we have scoops in our green drink that we take every morning for detoxification and for feeding our bodies so we have the mental and physical nourishment we need. And there's definitely some key things that we need in order to detox our bodies and our minds in this world that we live in today. And so that's why we are very firm and have been for decades. When we first started, the thing was free radicals. How do you get rid of the free radicals? And it's very similar, but today the big buzzword, instead of free radicals, which is what it was 25 years ago when we started, the big buzzword is inflammation. And so, anyway.
Yeah, well, what's funny on that is the two go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
inflammation
not,
and
So
we'll talk a little bit about that.
Before I go into the key quartet, and I know I'm as we keep saying that, I'm sure you guys are on your edge, your seats. Okay, what are these four things? We'll get there. So hang on. While you guys were talking, I just kind of drew some connections here that you were talking about, and that was your 10 steps to emotional healing. And then you mentioned what happened in Las Vegas, and you're mentioning how we're dealing with people with, you know, you've created this program, correct me if I'm wrong, has it been about emotional healing, depression,
mm-hmm.
things of this nature, post-traumatic stress?
Right.
Anything, anxiety, anything
mm-hmm.
underneath that mental health umbrella. But inflammation that we have known and what studies are now showing us is that inflammation is key not just to health and well-being of the overall body, but that it is essentially key to mental health. So it's very interesting that we're bringing this in when there's a direct correlation to this mental health. And so as I go through this key quartet, what I'm hoping is that you can plug this in to your daily life and see how this can help, not just with your overall health, but also notice changes in clarity and thought of mind, because we do know that these go hand in hand. So without keeping you further, these four key quartet are basically four supplements. And the four supplements are omega-3s, which are fish oils, particularly what are called EPA and DHA. Those are long name for fatty acids, so I'll just keep them abbreviated for EPA and DHA. The next one is magnesium, which is just a simple mineral which was originally found within the soil of lots of our foods and our vegetables. The next one is vitamin D, and the last one is vitamin K. And now the reason why these are key is because they are essential in, and when I say essential, I don't mean that in a scientific term, but I mean essential in that we need them because they have vital roles within our life. So let's just start at the top and with this mental health depression, anxiety issue. And if you're out there and you're saying, oh, I don't have any of that, well, that's not just what this is for. It's not, well, you have a mental health issue, so let's give you fish oil. It's more, this is an underlying cause of what I have seen as I'm reading and studying more and more. It's seemingly that inflammation, as my dad said, is the buzzword, but really it's more the common denominator. And this is a common denominator that you can see in almost any disease process. So let me just real quick, before I continue going down this, just describe for those of you who don't know what inflammation is. Inflammation is not inherently a bad thing. So let me say it one more time. Inflammation is not inherently a bad thing. What's bad is when inflammation becomes what we call chronic.
Mm-hmm.
So your body is designed, God made you, again, really ingeniously, that if I were to, say, cut your arm here, your body would have an inflammatory process.
Right.
But that inflammatory process is to a couple things. Prevent you from bleeding out and protect your body from outside organisms coming in.
Coming in, both ways.
And so it isolates. So if you've ever gotten scratched or cut, you know it mm-hmm. in the healing process, everyone's gotten a paper cut. You
right.
notice how after that paper cut, you have that redness that surrounds
mm-hmm.
the actual cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that redness is inflammation.
Right.
That is what we call an acute inflammation, which is a good thing. That is what needs to happen with the body. Where the problem is when inflammation switches to what we call chronic inflammation. And now we're stepping into the realm of various diseases, from autoimmune diseases, things like rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis. If I were to say psoriasis, a lot of people go, oh, yeah, I've had psoriasis. Well, that is an inflammatory process. I mean, it's seemingly almost anything. A big thing, cancer, is this huge growing process. But inflammation is also a big factor in that. I mean, that is such a jumbled, multifactorial issue. But inflammation is, again, a key issue there.
Mm-hmm.
Immune response, how your body is available, it's actual immunity and its ability to fight off the bad guys and the organisms, inflammation has a process there. So it is really a common denominator. Now, what we have known is that over time, we have changed the way we eat. And what I mean by that is not what is necessarily on your plate, like not like, oh, we used to eat more vegetables or we used to eat more meat or not like that, but actually what now comprises of that meat, what is actually broken down in those vegetables is not mm-hmm. the same as what it was, you know, say the turn of the century, right, in
mm-hmm.
early 1900s. When you have the industrialization of food, it has changed completely what we have called food.
Right. Right.
So, for example, the easiest example for me that comes to the top of my head is beef. You know, just this cattle beef.
Mm-hmm.
In history past, these are just animals that naturally graze,
mm-hmm.
and their diet consists of grass. And it changes, it actually gives them what we call a fatty acid profile that is anti-inflammatory in nature. But with the industrialization, what has happened is now our beef is no longer
grazing.
They are industrialized, so they're in a corral, or if they're not in a corral, you know, whatever the case, they're not being fed what their natural food is. Is now being fed corn and soy and a bunch of grains, but
mm-hmm.
now, well, what's the point of that? You know, soy is a vegetable, right?
Right.
Or it's a bean. Well, here's the issue. These are inherently inflammatory. So now, you know, everyone knows the term, you are what you eat.
Right.
Well, it goes back to what you're actually eating and what you're eating ate. You get what I'm saying? So what's the cow eating? Because what the cow's eating is also comprises of what that cow becomes. So it becomes an issue. So that's just an example of how our food has drastically changed. Another one is the vegetables and the soil and the way we do cross,
pollination,
but just you're growing multiple crops out
rotating
of
crop rotations,
exactly. Whereas before you're giving time for the soil to replenish,
mm-hmm.
renew, and then you plant again and so on and so forth. By doing this too quickly, by rotating crops too quickly, you're not replenishing the soil, so now the vegetables can't actually have the quantity of
the
vitamins and minerals
in them.
Exactly.
Well, plus, don't they sometimes rotate crops with edible versus non-edible, too? For example,
yes.
cotton. It's
yes.
not edible, but they spray it. They do all kinds of things they shouldn't be doing
Correct.
To an edible crop. I remember.
And then they rotate that with
yeah,
an edible.
Yeah, with lettuce or
Correct.
Tomatoes or whatever.
Correct. So, where am I at? So, yes, yeah, so going back to what does this mean to you? You're sitting here listening to this. What does
mm-hmm.
this mean? We know that when we can measure the amount of inflammation in anyone's body. It's what we call an arachidonic acid to eicosapentaenoic acid ratio, so AA to EPA ratio, or omega-6 to omega-3 ratios. When this ratio gets too differentiated, when it's too steep of a differential or ratio, we know that there are links to mental health issues. We know that there are links to increased disease, like again, I think of an inflammatory tarp arthritis because I'm very much in that realm as a chiropractor, as a future chiropractor, I should say. So we know now that what we want is a ratio less than 4:1.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is for every 4 parts arachidonic acid, we want at least 1 part EPA. Our EPA would be your omega-3, your anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got on one end, you have an inflammatory fatty acid. On the other end, you have an anti-inflammatory acid. And we want that no more than 4:1. Now, what we know also is that there's different numbers out there, but one of the numbers that you see, and it's more of a conservative number, is that the average American's fatty acid ratio is actually at 15:1. So it should be no more than 4:1, but
wow.
the average American is at an inflammatory ratio
yeah.
of 15:1. And I've seen certain studies show levels as high as 20:1. And now we're talking, you know, areas of, you know, you're going to get lots of brain fog at these levels. You're going to get lots of, again, those disease processes that we've already mentioned. Depression, anxiety, it's not going to – a brain injury. You know, that's a huge big topic now is traumatic brain injury.
Right.
Is your brain's ability to heal itself. If it doesn't have these essential fatty acids, it can't do that. So, again, it plays a role in all that as well.
Should everyone have an inflammation test to determine what that is? Or how do you know whether you should have that test or not?
I would say it is beneficial to everyone to know that.
So have you had a test like that?
Yes. So last quarter at my school, we did this as an internal class experiment for everyone to take this test and see where they're at, and we can look at each other's lifestyle, dietary choice styles, etc. And I am going to tell you, I believe that I'm a very healthy eater. And these levels that I'm talking about were supposed to be 4:1. When my results came out, I was close, but I was still above what was needed. I was at, I think I was at like 5.7:1, which isn't bad. It's good. But, again, there's always improvements to be made. And So what I started doing was changing my supplementation protocols, changing the amount, you know, just changing what I eat, and just a little bit here, a little bit there. So what we know is if you are above that level, which 90% of the American population is.
The omega-3s.
Yes. That we do want to supplement, and this is why we call it a key quartet, because it is key. We need to get this inflammation down for you to heal from pretty much anything. So where we're at now, studies are showing that we want it, we're seeing some studies as high as 3,000 milligrams a day, specifically of EPA and DHA. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at, say you go to Whole Foods or a grocery store, and you're looking at a bottle of fish oil, turn it to the back, you're going to see those letters that I'm talking about, EPA and DHA. EPA will be on top, DHA will be on bottom. The number next to it, you add those together, you need to consume 3,000 milligrams a day to bring those levels to an acceptable level. Now, question is, what is creating this inflammation? We know that the number one causes of this inflammation in our diet comes from two things,
mm-hmm.
corn and soy.
Mm-hmm.
These are one of the, they're used in almost everything. You cannot, it is so difficult to pick up anything that does not have corn or soy within them. And these are by far the number one
inflammatory
foods and the number one cause of inflammation within our society today, bar none.
So you would say, Tell people to avoid soy and corn as much as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
So organic or non-GMO
doesn't make any difference.
It makes a difference in the sense that, okay, maybe one doesn't have the pesticides. But regardless, they're still inflammatory.
So I can't have my kettle corn anymore.
You shouldn't.
Oh, that is on that list.
That is on that list, yeah.
It's on that list.
No more kettle corn for Dad.
So
how about my corn tortillas? No corn tortillas. So would it be better for me to eat flour tortillas or corn tortillas in my tacos?
Lettuce. No.
Here's the thing. I'm not here to say don't eat tacos. I love tacos. I'm still going to eat them.
I know.
But you got to be mindful.
Right.
Of what, you know, I'm human and I have a sweet tooth. My sweet tooth is ice cream.
So is mine.
That is just what it is.
Oh, I love ice cream.
But you got.
I do too. I love ice cream.
But you got to have
ice cream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream.
Right. But you got to have awareness of how much you're taking
right.
in and just
and how often.
Be mindful. Yeah, everything is about.
So if I have ice cream for lunch and dinner every day, that's too much.
Yeah. I think maybe.
You think maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so we can move on.
Well, I was thinking maybe people might have a question right now, or do you want to? You want to just get through these, and then we'll take like 5-10 minutes questions.
Sure.
Okay.
The next one is magnesium, and
yeah.
I will speak firsthand on this one.
Yeah.
Well, these first two, the omega-3s and magnesium. So yes, I am currently taking my 3,000 milligrams a day of omega-3s.
Yeah.
It has made a huge difference in my overall. A clarity of mind when I'm at school studying. So let's move on to this magnesium. Magnesium is what we call a cofactor in biochemistry. It is what helps certain reactions within your body take place. So magnesium is involved in what we know is, I've heard of over 400 reactions within your body. The biggest thing that magnesium, and most people know of it as, is to help you sleep at night.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. That's not what it does. It's not a sleep aid.
Right.
It doesn't actually have anything to do with your circadian rhythms or helping you go to bed like, say, melatonin does.
Mm-hmm.
What it does do is it's a natural muscle relaxer.
Right.
Okay. Now, when I say muscle, what is the first thing that pops in your mind?
Well, normally
No, if I say muscle.
I know.
You know what,
muscle.
Right there,
muscle.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, what if I were to also tell you that your heart and all of your blood vessels are also a type of muscle? They are.
I wouldn't think of your blood vessels, but the heart, yes.
Yeah, the actual blood vessels.
But the,
are
I wouldn't have thought of the blood vessels as muscle.
They are.
Wow.
They are muscular tissue. That is what they are.
Okay.
And one of the biggest effects that magnesium has is, on the muscular side, is a relaxation. It down-regulates the excitation, what we call, of those muscles. So when you get stressed, when you're on the computer all day, maybe you're doing it right now. Your shoulders almost inevitably come up to your ears like so because you're so tense and we have stress throughout the day, and we're so tense we just don't even realize it. But what magnesium does is it helps you relax.
Mm-hmm.
And this relaxation then helps lead to people to be able to say, ooh, now I feel like I can sleep.
I'm taking mega doses of magnesium now for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an amazing difference in a week, and then you sent me to a study on PubMed that I actually posted on my Facebook page. What talks about depression, and I didn't necessarily have depression, but I get anxiety and nervousness and worry and that kind of thing. It has completely changed my life, literally.
Is that what we're taking from the
magnesium? Yeah, and so what I wanted to ask you about, Anthony, is you had us start taking it for possible neuronal damage, like damage of the neurons by too much time on computers, too much time on cell phones. I mean, even the Wi-Fi that stays on in our apartment.
Yeah.
And if we turned ours off at night because we live in an apartment now, we'd get everybody else's shooting in through the wall. So that's why I started doing it.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So before we go off, because people are listening, they're probably, what are we talking about?
I know.
You know, I want to go back to the muscle, and then we'll talk about that.
Yeah. And then you have two more things.
One of the main killers in the United States today is heart disease.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's been there for I don't even know how long.
Mm-hmm.
But as a top cause of death, heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is, hypertension plays into that. But where does magnesium play in this? And here's what I want to let you guys know. A lot of times people will say hypertension, they're told, okay, to reduce your sodium intake because the sodium intake increases your blood pressure. But here's the thing. We know, and there's a valid argument to say that the cause for this high blood pressure is not so much the amount of sodium intake as it is both a combination of inflammation, but also a deficiency in magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
So let me say that again.
Interesting, yeah.
We do know that a lot of hypertension, many cases, aren't due to too much sodium as much as it is due to a deficiency in magnesium. And so, this can have a profound impact on many people who suffer from cardiovascular disease, including hypertension and such. Let's go to the brain side of things,
mm-hmm.
and this is one of the big reasons why I started taking it, was, again, just mental fatigue, just feeling cloudy.
Right.
A lot of that, I believe, also was due to my inflammation levels, but potentially also magnesium deficiency. So I started supplementing at, say, 400 milligrams a day. Now, the upper limit, which is recommended, meaning we shouldn't go over this because it could actually have negative effects, which most people, if they've ever taken magnesium, they know that it makes them have to run to the restroom. I'm here to tell you that that has to do with a poor product.
Right.
So there's many different types of magnesium. When I'm talking about magnesium, there are many forms. The magnesium oxide is definitely going to be the one that makes you run towards the restroom. Magnesium citrate is another version, which is more absorbable. But again, you take too much of that, you're going to be going mm-hmm. into the bathroom. A lot of people have probably seen it in the stores. It looks like this big, tall cylinder, and the brand says Calm on it, and it has different colors. Sometimes it's like a fuchsia or a blue or something, and they say Calm, and it's a powder. That is a magnesium citrate. The type that I am taking is a newer product. It's called magnesium glycinate.
Yeah,
we're talking about this, and I brought it out of our. Robert actually got it out of the cupboard. It's backwards, so nobody can read it. But
so
they can. You know what? Here's the thing. Yeah. We're going into a lot, so yeah. anybody that wants to email me afterwards, we can mm-hmm. go over this. We'll take yeah. copious notes. We'll have answers for you, and we are going to take yeah. questions and answers, Anthony. So.
I'll just say this. It is a subject that can go on and on and on about.
Yeah.
But you do want a good product. Talk to your, if you have a local chiropractor you go to or a doctor and you're curious about these things, just talk and ask about some more readily absorbable magnesium. Magnesium glycinate is one that is readily available.
Well, you told me to take two in the morning, two at night. How much?
That's
400 milligrams.
And I take two.
And it hasn't caused any problems for me in any way, shape, or form. But the main reason you told me to take this, I believe, was for the electromagnetic fields.
And
computers and microwaves.
And I'll move to that real quick, but we won't go on to it too much because, again, it can take us down another route.
And you have to go to the airport.
There's a lot of rabbit holes, we're running out
we
of time.
We have to take he and his fiance to the airport. So, they have to fly back up north.
So here's what we know. Magnesium is what we call nature's calcium channel blocker.
Mm-hmm.
So for any of you out there who are on calcium channel blocker mm-hmm. Pharmaceuticals,
yep.
this is also that.
Mm-hmm.
So they could use this instead of the pharmaceutical.
Yeah, I can't go out there stay on your medications, talk to your doctors, but this is what it does. That is the mechanism, it's the same mechanism.
Okay.
Except for it is God's version of it.
Well, we better get to vitamin D and K then.
But real quick, what we ended up talking about was the brain, and when we get what we call a busy brain, your brain starts firing too much, and in order to calm that down, we need to prevent calcium from going inside of the cells within your brain, and that's what this helps you do, and that's why I started taking it, was just for mental clarity, sense of anxiety,
and that has
been very life-changing for me.
Me too.
In terms of concentration and my ability to focus in school.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving on, the last two are vitamin D and vitamin K. Vitamin D3, everybody.
Right.
Three. Not D2, vitamin
D3. Should I go
run
and get it out of the
cup? No. So we do want at least 1,000 international units. That's just IUs on the back. So 1,000
mm-hmm.
IUs a day. We know that this is just... I can definitely say this versus studies.
This is different than the vitamin D I get when I go out in the sun?
No, it's the same. The same.
I take it
exactly.
every morning.
It's the same. But vitamin D3 I'm getting distracted, but...
I do that, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I mean, I got it from you. it's just as effective, and more studies are showing more effective than, say, taking a flu shot for preventing the flu. It is a crazy immune booster, and that is why a lot of times people who don't get enough sunshine are also more immunocompromised.
Somebody was feeling like a scratchy throat or something, they should take some vitamin D3 right away.
It's not something that is a reactive thing. It's more of a proactive thing. It's a
preventative.
We have certain levels that we should maintain.
Okay, perfect.
And what society has done through more and more office jobs, more and more electronic type stuff, we don't have to be as much in person anymore.
Right.
And what that ends up us doing is being more and more with inside, indoors, in an office building.
Right.
I don't know what the statistics are, but I do know the majority of the population works indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are not getting enough vitamin D3 that you do get from the sun. But anyways, this is also extremely important in mineralization of your bones and the strength of your bones. So for osteoporosis, osteoporotic patients, we know that calcium is helping, but not what we thought it was. Vitamin D is really the key player because that's what actually drives the calcium into the bones. So huge thing. And on that note is why we have this last player, this vitamin K.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin K, what it does is it prevents the calcium from being deposited in abnormal locations of the body. Abnormal meaning muscular tissue, meaning arteries, meaning veins, all these things, right? Again, what I want to do is I've given you a lot of information. I want to wrap it back to the question, did God make you with the ability to heal and remain healthy? Yes, I would argue 100,000 times over, yes. These are just key players that are, unfortunately, we are deficient in our society, so we are adding those to our life to, again, restore and give to our body what God originally put on this earth for us to receive.
Well, Anthony, I want to thank you for sharing this with us. This is all vital information. I'm going to add two more vitamins that I think are every bit as critical, and that's vitamin L and vitamin F.
Love, faith.
Faith and love, right on.
I know it's going
down. So as we started off with the scripture, and we're going to continue, and it says, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's faith and love. So if you want, we can help you get these products. Their Metagenics is a fabulous company. But you just email Donna, and she can help you with that. And then I don't think we have time for any questions tonight.
We don't.
We've exceeded our time.
Because we have to take it. We would go longer, but they need to get something to eat before they get on a plane. So
we do have a
plane. Yeah, we're going to go over here and grab a
towel. Well, let me put our address up here.
Those are our email addresses?
I put our emails. Our email addresses have been up there for a long time. This is our address for the offering.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to give you any ministry update tonight. There really isn't time, but I am going to say...
It was awesome.
That's important. This is all good stuff. And we're going to repost this. This will be for anybody that missed any of this. Of course, it will be on Facebook, not live, but Facebook stream momentarily. And also will be on our podcast at robertschulerministries.podomatic.com. That's podomatic.com. And you can also get it on iTunes. We've been on iTunes for a little over a year now, and it's fun. It's fun to be in all these places. So, you know, we have many, many people to thank for the continued gifts to our ministry. You know,
absolutely.
You help us keep distributing hope and healing around the globe. You are extremely important to us. If you ever think you're not, I try to write emails and letters as often as possible and just say, honestly, we could not do what we do. With the smallest donations to the very largest, we appreciate you. We love you. For more information on donating, you can go to our website at robertschulerministries.org. Or if you'd like to give via, you know, old-fashioned snail mail, a lot of people do, our address is Robert Schuler Ministries. And it's up here, 2128 Bay Point Drive, and that's BAYPOINTE Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And we are a church, and we will be able to give you a tax-deductible receipt for that. So anything you are able to give that you feel called to give, it is a tax deduction. And, again, we just appreciate it.
And
so,
did you mention it? Go online at Robert Schuler Ministries.
You can go online too at robertschulerministries.org, and over to the right there's a little blue button that says donate. You can give there through PayPal or I believe also through your credit card. So, again, we want to thank you. why don't you, you close this with what's going on next month, November 15th, and I wrote a little note in the script. So.
Well, I'm going to give you a gift or something.
Shucks. He wasn't sticking to the script tonight. But that's
No, we ran out of time, so make sure you join us next month, of course. It'll be 6 p.m. Pacific time, of course, and it'll be on the 15th, of course. And it's our 5th anniversary, so we're really excited. We'll have a gift giveaway to a few people, so make sure you watch us live next month and invite others to join. Also, everyone needs some mid-month inspiration, and if they want to learn more about themselves, others, and God, this is the place to be on the 15th of every month. We will pray together. We'll read the Bible together. We'll discuss some great subjects. We're going to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and have a great interview guest again next month.
And I have one other idea. Anthony, I don't think Anthony would mind. For those of you that have been listening that want to ask Anthony a question, ask him on his Facebook account, Anthony Schuler on Facebook. So ask him or ask me on my Facebook or ask Robert or I on our ministry emails, which you had up there earlier, Donna@SchulerMinistries.org or Robert@SchulerMinistries.org. Those are our email addresses. We will make sure you get your questions answered. We went over a lot tonight. But, again, we're going to be doing this Vital Living. I don't know how many weeks. It'll probably be at least 8 to 10 weeks. It'll be a course with 10 classes, and it will include information like this in detail. So, anyway, thank you for being with us. And until next time.
Yeah, God loves you, so do we.
And God is blessing you.
And God is blessing you always through all things.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.